What's your understanding of the current lay of the land on the absentee ballot count?
So my understanding is right now that we are, the charter is down by 10 votes and there are 18 military votes, absentee ballots that were sent out that have until the 20th to come in and be counted. So it sounds like it's a little insurmountable.
You had mentioned in a previous story we did the possibility of retaining some sort of legal counsel to look at this process. Is that something you guys, your side, is considering at this point?
I don't think we have decided anything right now. Watching absentee ballots be counted is a long and tortured and draining process, and I don't think any of us has given any thought yet to what the next steps are. We don't know. I mean, we're sort of a group of well-meaning citizens. We are not professional politicians who have done these things and even really know what our options are.
You know, that gets to my next question. What are you feeling right now? I mean, I know you put in a lot of effort and a lot of time, and it appears that you might lose by just, you know, a few votes.
On one level, I'm gutted to have worked so hard and come up 10 votes short. On the other hand, being involved in the democratic process is a tremendous inspiration for anyone who's involved to see the passion that Saratogians have for their future and how intensely they deliberated their charter and thought about it. Does the political scientist in me gives me tremendous hope for the future.
Why do you think it turned out the way it did?
So most charter measures fail. It is very difficult, and the ones that succeed typically do when there is a massive tax increase or some kind of scandal. Here in Saratoga Springs, things are objectively going well. We might dispute how much of that is attributable to the form of government or not, but I think for many people, there's not a clear pressing need, and also there's many people who are just not. A charter is a lot like an operating system in your computer or your phone. People don't necessarily know what's in it. So there was a lot of education that had to happen.
Are you upset about anything in the way that process happened, looking back on it now?
I think anyone who has been involved with a losing campaign can identify a thousand little what ifs or things one could have done. I think I'm very proud of the kind of campaign that we waged. I thought that we were very positive. We were very educational. We didn't involve in name calling. We did not engage in sort of defamation of character, and we did not rely on mistruths in doing it. And I think that. I think it reflects well on all people who were involved on the Yes campaign and on the city that we love so much.
Okay, I'm hearing you say that you didn't do that, but the opponents of this effort did. Fair?
No comment.
Okay. Do you think that voters knew what they were voting for? I mean, do you think that the city, you know, the electorate had a good understanding of what was actually going to change in city government?
I'm not sure yet. Again, I had my students do a survey. We have over 500 responses, and that we'll be looking at that data in my classes next week or two, and we'll have a much better sense of what voters did or didn't do. I think at this point, trying to speculate what people did or didn't know is hard to do. My observation watching the absentee ballots, as well as my own sort of preliminary analysis of the data, is that the charter did very well among Democrats and was getting about 1 in 5 Republicans. So it was, it's a super, super close.
This is a periodic effort that happens in Saratoga Springs. The charter's been looked at a lot of times. Obviously, it's never gotten this close before. So I know it's still early, but do you think that maybe in the next round it will finally pass?
I think there are fundamental flaws with the commission form of government that were apparent in our 18 months of research. I think the lack of separation of powers, the lack of professionalization in the day-to-day management means that it is ripe for corruption, and it is an extremely economically inefficient way to operate a $66 million business. I think it is not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when this commission form, a new charter will be proposed for the commission form of government. And I am happy to be involved in that process.
Is there anything I forgot to ask you?
I guess the only thing I'd say is that, once again, we're reminded that, every vote matters. And that's it. That's all I can say.